The Lion That Ran Away. Chapter 4. Moja and the Heavy Glass Door. One day we went to the San Diego Zoo to see four baby lion cubs. The zoo people gave them Kiswahili names, and since we had learned Kiswahili in Kenya, we wanted to see the cubs, whose names were Moja, Billy, Tatu, and Nini, which mean 1, 2, 3, 4. When we got home, to our surprise, our Margaret's cat had just given birth to four little kittens. And of course we promptly named them Moja, Billy, Tatu, and Nini, after the famous lion cubs. We decided to keep Moja and we gave the other three to church members who were willing to take them. I guess some thought having one of the pastor's kittens was nice. Moja grew up to become a very handsome cat. He looked almost like a little black papa lion. And yes, we loved him. Our dinette was just by the sliding glass door that led outside. Often when we were eating, Moja would come up outside, watch us through the glass, and would beg to be let in. He would meow and meow, and scratch on the glass with his paws. I began to be a bit tired getting up and opening the sliding door for him. Then I decided, why not train Moja to open the sliding glass himself? True, the door was a bit heavy sliding, but I thought that Moja, being a strong papa cat, could learn to do it. So I went outside to be with him, opened the door a couple of inches, knelt down, and took his forepaws in my hands, and with his paws in my hands, we together grasped the edge of the sliding glass door where he could reach it, and gently pulled back. I did it with him several times. I'm sure he wondered what crazy idea I had this time. And for sure, it wasn't fun for him. A day or so later, we were eating and Moja came up again, begging for me to slide the door back and let him in. I said, Moja, you know what to do. Why must I get up and let you in? More meows. Even pitiful ones. I decided to be stubborn and just sit still. Moja needed the boost to his ego to know that he could himself slide that door back. It would make him a happier, self-respectful cat, I thought. It will strengthen his self-esteem, and the exercise will be good for him. After a few moments, in desperation, Moja grasped the edge of that door with his two forepaws and tugged with all his might. The door slid back several inches. He scrambled in. After that, he did it often. Do you think I was being cruel to Moja? No, I was helping him. I had taught him a valuable thing to do, even though he didn't like the lessons at first. Our Moja developed the strongest muscles in his paws of any cat in the neighborhood. He became the king of all the cats on Mariposa Circle. Do you know that the Lord Jesus loves you very much? In fact, he loves you so much that he gives you things to do that at first you may think are hard to do. That is called discipline. It makes you wiser, better. No one can learn anything worthwhile in life without this word, discipline. The Bible is easy to understand. It says, My son, do not think lightly of the Lord's discipline, nor lose heart when he corrects you. For the Lord disciplines those whom he loves. He lays the rod on every son whom he acknowledges. When I was a little boy, my parents wanted me to take violin lessons. My teacher was a man who believed in discipline. He even once hit my fingers with a ruler when I was lazy holding the instrument right. People today wouldn't like such discipline, but it got my attention, and when the time came for me to go to college, my new violin professor said, You have no bad habits in violin playing. My first teacher's discipline paid off. Let's stop a moment and play a little game. Can you think forward for a moment, maybe 10 or 20 years? Forget you are as little as you are today, and picture yourself a grown person. Imagine yourself a well-taught grown-up, someone people everywhere respect. You hold your head high. You know how to do things. You can talk well so people want to listen to you. They respect you for your wisdom. And best of all, you are a really happy person. What has made you the wonderful person that you are? That's right. It's discipline. The Lord's discipline in your life will pay off. God is treating you as sons. He does so for our true welfare. Believe him, let him teach you, and you'll be happy forever.